Thanks very much, Jordan Bernfield. Steve Bertrand here. You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust Chicago's Bank. Beth Feloukas is in the studio. She is a Wintrust community leader, the CEO of Search Incorporated. And if you hear the word Search Incorporated, you might think a job search or things like that. Beth, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, maybe it is a little bit of a job search, but what does Search Incorporated do?
Sure. So our core mission is to empower adults with developmental disabilities to live full and meaningful lives in the community. So we do this through four core service areas. We provide residential supports. So we have 29 community-based residences in the city and suburbs. We're very proud to say that we've supported over 60 people to move from institutional settings into the community.
Nice.
With great success.
I love the origin story here. Tell me about that.
Sure. So Search was founded over 50 years ago by a group of families living in Caprini Green who really couldn't find appropriate educational opportunities for their children.
They were parents of children. They weren't adults.
Parents of children with disabilities.
Right.
Over time, with the implementation of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, the landscape really changed for kids. And so Search became increasingly focused on services for adults.
But at that time, CPS wasn't giving them the services they needed. They weren't required to by law.
Correct.
Okay. And so then we have advancements in the law. Kids are taken care of. The adults are the ones who need help.
Absolutely. And so we have increasingly focused on that population. We serve over 500 adults throughout the year with supported living, adult education, career services, and clinical services.
So group homes?
Exactly.
Group living means these people are living on their own with others, but they're sharing a house, but they're living on their own.
Exactly.
Other than being institutionalized or living with their family, they're given a degree of independence, which I'm sure fosters great things for them.
Exactly. Our goal is to support people to live with as much independence as possible in the community. So we do provide 24/7 shift staff at mm-hmm. those homes to support them in their personal goals, in their daily living, to access community. But the goal is really to have them live with as much independence as possible.
Do you also work to find your clients jobs? Or are there group work settings?
Yes. So over the past 5 years, we've been really sharply focused on competitive employment. So while we have for many, many years provided paid work and training in-house, we are very focused now on getting folks out into the community working at competitive wages.
Which helps everybody, right?
Exactly.
I mean, it helps the client, but it probably helps their coworkers too.
Exactly.
You know, to be confronted with someone that they might not meet in another manner.
There is actually research that shows the benefits of hiring people with disabilities on the business setting.
Really? Tell me about that.
It impacts morale. It impacts productivity. We've actually conducted our own original research at an inclusive business setting and found that the rates of productivity were just as high among the individuals with disabilities, really helping the bottom line.
Are you fishing for employers? Are you always looking for more people?
We are always looking for employers to match with our individuals looking for work.
How do people find you?
So it is a lot of one-to-one on-the-ground outreach. So we employ a team of community employment specialists. Job searches are really driven by the interests of the people we serve. And so once we learn more about their interests and skill set, we help to identify businesses that may have openings and then help outreach on their behalf and support them throughout an interview and placement process.
So I was reading your history and you see the development. We talked a little bit from children to adults.
Yes.
From work centers to group homes.
Yes.
And then to employment.
Correct.
Are there new developments in the future, or what's the future look like for you?
Absolutely. So a few of the areas where we've been very focused within our adult learning program are moving from more of what we call kind of a center-based model, where we provide a really rich curriculum-based adult education in a classroom setting, really moving it more out into the community. So we're creating smaller storefront-type locations in really close proximity to public transportation, libraries, community businesses, and helping support folks to connect more with their communities. So that's things like volunteer experiences, going to local cultural institutions,
right,
and just interfacing with the community.
So what are the challenges you're facing?
So our number one challenge, as you would not be surprised by, is funding. But it is specifically driven by the fact that Illinois ranks 44th among 50 states in funding for services for our population. And in recent years, this has been really exacerbated by the fact that we've had a steadily rising minimum wage in Chicago and historically low unemployment rates. And so this has really created a workforce crisis among our frontline staff.
Because the workers are finding higher paying jobs elsewhere, or it's hard for you to pay that minimum wage?
It's both.
It's both.
It's both. So we are competing with food service industry and retail, and those wages are going up. And those jobs are, frankly, a lot easier to do.
I was going to say, for the workers, you have to, the people who work for you have to really want to work for you, not just need to have a job.
Exactly. We are really looking for people who are mission-driven and want to be there because of the people that we're serving.
And you're a Wintrust community leader, so I would imagine Wintrust has been very helpful to you.
They've been great. So we've been working with them for just over 5 years now. And what we really like about them is they provide all of the service of a major bank, but sort of all of the personalization and customer support of a family-owned business. They've really taken time to get to know our mission and programs. They're always looking for ways for us to save money. And they really go above and beyond to make sure we're getting the service that
we need.
From
what I know of Ed Wehmer and others at Wintrust, it seems to me like your mission is their mission. You must fit hand in glove.
It's a perfect fit.
Beth Veloukis is the CEO of Search, Inc. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks so much.